Our fourth reading tonight. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. So this past weekend, Friday to Saturday, we had our second annual, because it's official now, second annual women's retreat over at the Jesuit Retreat House. And the theme for the weekend was restoration. So our speaker had three segments, and the first one was rest, second one was restore, and the third one was transform. And being one that has a habit of anticipating life and what's going to happen, I was kind of expecting this speaker, when she talked about rest, she was going to do like how to take time for yourself, how to get your busy schedule in order and things like that, just to relax. So she kind of threw me a curveball, and instead she presented a different take on Sabbath rest. And she said, what would it look like to focus on resting in the love of the Father? So I was like, what? So that was what we spent our time when we talked about rest, was resting in the love of the Father. So we talked a lot about how often we strive for solutions to our problems. And a lot of times, how many of you ruminate over and over in your mind what's going on, what's going to happen, what might happen? And our mind keeps going, and it gets in my way so many times. And how many of you have feelings that are going on that maybe you don't like, and you just want those to go away? You prefer not to experience them. But yet we try to keep all of that to ourselves instead of giving those things over to God and letting Him meet us in those places for whatever it is that He has for us in those moments, and kind of letting us unload our burdens to Him. What a difference it makes when early on in our struggles, if we were to do that, instead of waiting until like we're so far gone down the path that it seems like maybe He's not even there and we can't find Him anymore. So it's kind of like actively living that let go and let God concept and not picking it back up. Because we had a lot of discussion about how often we do give our cares to Him. And before you know it, we've whooped him back up and put him back in our world again because we forget that he's got it and he can handle it. So we like, unfortunately, to have control over our life, but he wants us instead to be with him. So resting as God, it's kind of like putting yourself in a time out. I kind of would love to be in a time out. Giving yourself time to sit with him and have him help you by carrying the load, sharing the load, providing you kind of a different perspective on what you're going through. But resting by nature, it does require us to slow down and stop. And so God can actually give you some kind of new presence about what's going on and what he wants you to do. We were talking again this weekend about how difficult it is to slow down and to stop. And how if we don't do those things, we can't hear them. We really can't hear when we're constantly going or we're letting our mind do all the talking and we don't slow it down enough to see what he has to say. So one of the most difficult aspects of giving our burdens to God is knowing that he's actually going to work it out in a way that's pleasing to him, kind of that his will kind of thing, and best for us, not our will necessarily. And it's in his timing, not ours. Yeah. So trusting God to work it out, allowing God to do what we cannot do. So five years ago when I started this healing journey and the kind of deeper dive with God and this new relationship I have with him, I had one of my traumas that I would just like to do one-stop shop. Like, just can we just go deal with the healing around this trauma and just check it off the list and be done with it? So my timing was one and done. And he just didn't see it that way. I don't understand why. But it took about 2 years into it before I realized he's got this down pat and he really knows what he's doing. Because he would take a different emotion off of this particular trauma. And each time we'd go through it, we would be focusing on one emotion and then a different emotion. And the big wallop one that answered so many of my questions about why I showed up how I am, if he would have done what I wanted and told me that right away early on, first, I didn't have a deep enough faith. Second, I had not developed a community that I needed to support me through the healing. And if I would have found out what I found out, I was so devastated, I would have run away and completely stopped healing, and I would have stopped coming to him. It would have been that devastating. So he knew what he was doing. I just didn't know he knew. So it kind of took a while. And sometimes we can't see the reasoning or the direction that life is taking in that moment. But how many of you kind of looked back at your life and you see where his hands have been along the path? You just necessarily didn't know that's what was happening in the moment. What if we learned to trust him with those situations in the beginning? How might that change our way of navigating through our struggles and our trials? For those who are able to be in Jesus' presence, there's this peace and this calm that results. So life is still going to throw you curveballs. I brought my favorite sign here, and it says, God didn't promise days without pain, laughter without sorrow, nor sun without rain, but he did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and light for the way. Right? So our being able to rest with him provides those things for us. So we just still have curveballs, but we almost have now when we spend time with Jesus, I like to call it home base. If you ever played like kick the can where you have a home base, he's our home base. So no matter what, we come back to him and we can get renewed, refueled, and rested. So he is our trusted mechanic. So we have unknown rattles, right? Sometimes rough rides. We shift a little bit in how we operate. Maybe we run out of gas in our tank and we need some kind of regular maintenance intervals. It's like a good mechanic, God finds the way to move us through these things. But we have to kind of come to the shop, right? We got to go to the auto shop to get repairs. We have to come to Jesus to have ourselves renewed and have our rattles fixed. But sometimes, don't forget, there is roadside assistance. So if you need to and you can't get to him, call him. He's going to come to you. So handing over our burdens to God, I used to think that he only wanted the big stuff, like really, really big stuff. But what I realized is he likes those little concerns that we have, because guess what? If you add a little concern with a little concern and another little one, they add up to a lot that's going on our platter. So in 2013, in the fall, we were doing a church-wide study, and I was kind of new into all of this, and there wasn't a study guide. So I told Pastor Christopher I would write a study guide for this study. So he gave me a deadline, and I was about to miss the deadline because I had writer's block. Yes. So I'm not a writer. So here I'm trying to meet this deadline, which was the next day, and I emailed him and I said, I'm having writer's block. I might need another day. And he goes, have you prayed about it? Why would I pray about writer's block? That seems silly to me. But okay, I'll do that. And can you believe it? I just prayed, hey, you know, God, up there, I need to finish this really quick, and I'm so stuck. And all of a sudden, boop, it all opened up, and there was this floodgates of thoughts that came to paper. So that was when I learned that my little stuff, he stills for that. Tammy, who is usually a Taizé regular, she's been my co-leader for my women's healing care group 4 times now. And she gave me permission to share this because she has, I think, one of the best stories about what it's like when you come spend time in Jesus' presence. When we did our very first healing care group here, it was in August of 14, and she was part of that group with me, and there were 8 women that went through it. And part of our time together was learning how to be quiet and still and get in God's presence and be with Jesus. So when she did this early on, God said, I don't know if y'all can see this, it's a G. Can y'all see a G? All right. So he gave her a picture of this capital G, and he said, you know, for God, go figure. He said, I want you to go inside the G. So whenever you need rest or restoration, whatever it is, I want you to imagine going inside this G and meeting Jesus in there. And what she would do is, she's like, okay. So she would hop in, climb in there, and sometimes she would find this round, cozy couch with pink shag carpet. I'm serious. Other times she would be in the G and she's at a beach. Other times she's walking a path. And there were times that God would tell her, crawl in there and close the door. So the little part across the G became a hatch. And sometimes she would just whoop and close it because it just needed to be her and Jesus inside this G being restored and getting some clarity, whatever it was she needed. So she used that regularly. And there were times where he would say, bring so-and-so into that G with you, somebody that was on her heart that she was having a difficult time with. And so she would imagine bringing that person into the G with her and spending time with Jesus around that person's situation. And when she did that, and when she would live her life remembering to go into the G, there was that peace that we talk about in the scriptures that would just come over her. Because like the sign says, the things in her world are outside of her. She can't control those. And they're going to continue to happen. But what she needed to have was that peace that surpassed everything. So while she's going through the trials, that she was able then to do it from a different perspective and a more peaceful perspective, where she was able to respond instead of react. So when she remembers to do that, life is different. But for her, it was finding Jesus in her G. So for tonight, what I thought we would do is, along with the scriptures, you'll see this is actually a well. Yeah, it's a well. Yeah, it's a pretty well. And what I'd like to do is, everybody had a piece of paper, right? A piece of paper like this. Did everybody get one? Anyone not get one? Okay. So what I'd like you to do is imagine the things right now that you're carrying, the burdens that you're carrying, the things that you need to hand over to God. The thing, for some of you, there might be like a whole thing filled up. For some of you, there you go. Some of you might have that one big thing you just have been holding on to that you need to give to him. And I'd like you to take the pen and just write down those concerns that you're carrying on your heart. And when you're ready, I want you to come up here and place your concerns in the well. And if you're a couple, feel free, you can come together. Or if you're with a friend, y'all can come together, however you would like. So Carl, he was so gracious today. I reminded him, hey, we're not doing communion tonight, and I have this lovely song, and we've played it here before. It's from Casting Crowns called The Well. And to me, it's one of the most prayerful, beautiful, let me put myself in Jesus' presence song. It just automatically does that. So Carla's going to sing that for us tonight while we just take a moment and write our cares down and come up here. So just as you're led, feel free to come up.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fill. So leave it all behind and come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Just come as you are, when your last prayer is spoken. Just rest in my arms a while, you'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. World will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind. And now that you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see that living water is found in me, 'cause you've come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind. hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
As you leave tonight, may you know God has your cares, your burdens, and that in any time you can do just that. You can just take them and give them to Him over and over again if you need to. Go in peace tonight. Amen.